This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
For another great experience, conversationally, get your day started. Well, this program plays all around the clock, all around the country, and all around the world, but mostly because we're together in the early morning. It feels good to get our day started this way, doesn't it, ladies? Let's hear a cheer for getting up early and being excited to be on the radio. Hooray!
Hooray! Hooray!
Oh, listen to that. Jennifer Orr.
Early 30 here.
Yes, it is. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen with Jennifer taking on the role of First Lady of Info. All right. Jennifer, you're the First Lady of Info here this hour.
I am the First Lady of Info, and there are some stories about the First Lady's office out there. But actually, the story to start with, I think, is the migrant caravan. We've been talking about this caravan full of migrants that has been trudging through Central America into Mexico and is now on approach. Some of them already at our southern border, others just moments away, days away from arriving. And one of the most interesting things, I don't think I make it a secret that I do another couple of radio shows throughout the day, aside from this one, and on the show that I do locally in Southern California.
Or important is this one.
Oh, thank you, Dougie. Thanks. One of the interviews, I did an interview yesterday with a guy who actually went to the southern border. He went into Tijuana and went into the migrant caravan and started talking to them. And there's been a story, a few stories out recently, not just by that I'm going to tell you, but by NBC News, by reputable news organizations that have indicated that the LGBTQ migrants who are part of this caravan have been shunned by their group. And the people that are actually arriving right now, if you hear about them, are mostly members of this group. There are 80 members who have been shunned by the other people seeking asylum for their sexuality, for how they identify, all of this stuff. And so it's actually, they've formed their own little mini migrant group that has walked ahead of the other large thousands of people that have formed that are walking up to the border. So I thought that was kind of interesting. The other thing that's interesting is that 5 million Central Americans have made it clear that they would like to come to the United States in a new poll. This is why we need immigration reform.
Give me that. What's that number again?
5 million Central Americans have said that they want to come to the United States. Now, the question is, do we have the room and resources for these people? And will they eventually all start walking in groups to the border?
How many buses do we need for that? Let's figure it out. How many buses?
Good question. How do we handle this? And while many people, I think, you know, depending on where your political preference lies, and many people say that America should have no borders and that we should welcome all of these people who need a safe place to go. On the other hand, you have a lot of people who are saying, how do we have enough resources to properly care for these people? Is there enough space to care for these people?
Senator California, to fight the fires. That's a good way to start.
As someone who lives in the state of California, as I'm sure a lot of people in Arizona and New Mexico probably feel because we're in border states, I don't know where we would put those people. It already feels extremely crowded. The resources in our schools are already suffering because the people that are here, and this, I'm not trying to sound mean at all, but the people that are here typically come here and don't pay taxes, and then our system sort of crumbles on that because our system needs the taxpayer money to generate enough services for the people who are using it, and that's just not happening. So this is a really big problem, and it's one that Democrats and Republicans in Congress will probably ignore once again because nobody wants to actually fix the problem. But we need to figure out a system, and we need to figure it out fast because the amount of people coming here that are going to be seeking asylum, these migrant caravans are only the beginning. I'd imagine that this is going to be a pretty constant flow from here on out.
Okay, let me ask you all a question. In terms of how you look at this issue, that is the issue of illegal immigration, the hordes of people who are trying to come here from various other places that are horror shows, How much of the conversation, how much of your attitude, how much of your interest in this is predicated by conversations you have with your friends? I think what I'm getting at, in a way, is not just about this, but about other things that you converse about. You, when you go out to have all those drinks on the weekend, you have friends. When you meet them, do you discuss things that are common to you? I guess I'm wondering about age and doing the same things, having the same values. Do you feel if you have a friend that doesn't have the same values as you, I'm not talking about interests, now I'm talking about values, that that's a bad choice? How do you mix and match, or do you mix and match with your values? Is,
values is a really tough word. Because I have a lot of friends that, and we're not on the same political page, but I don't think their values are any better or worse than mine. And so I think values is a really, that's probably not a word I would use. So we have political opinions that are different.
Okay.
But our value, like our values are family and integrity, and like our values are all the same because we're all in the same group of
friends.
That's
the question. Yeah,
those
you recognize the question. The common values, the things that matter most to you, do the people you have friendships with share those values? That
absolutely
really is the crux of the question, yeah.
I wouldn't be able to be friends with someone who didn't have the same values that I hold really precious to me, and that's things like honesty and integrity and family and loyalty and all those things. If I didn't, I don't know, I couldn't imagine being friends with someone who didn't share those values, and it has nothing to do with political views at all. Those are just, you know, common core things.
I would say the best example of that from your point of view and Jennifer's point of view is your diametrically opposed political values, but yet you are very friendly. I love listening to you all talk off the air about whatever you
I'd love to pat us on the back. I would love to pat me on the back and Victoria on the back, but we're doing what people should be doing.
Yes, that's the reason I asked the question, Jennifer.
We are so divided right now. I was reading, I can't even remember where the polling was. It wasn't helpful, but it was some sort of poll, like, if you're a Democrat, do you think Republicans are racist and bigots and whatever else? And the answer was, overwhelmingly, the majority thought yes. And if you're a Republican, do you think Democrats are stupid? And the overwhelming answer was yes. You know, I don't know if it's just from my experience in a place where I'm totally outnumbered. I'm used to not having anybody agree with me. In fact, most of my family doesn't agree with me politically. All of my friends, except for maybe, you know, a small handful, don't agree with me politically. But I'm still, maybe it's old school, but I still believe that you can still love somebody and you can still find commonalities with someone, even when God forbid you vote for somebody different for president.
It ought to be the way people think. That's kind of what I'm suggesting here. The way people think.
That's why I get it as values. That kind of like, I don't know, went up my
spine
a bit. I
said that purposely.
Because I feel like Jen and I have very similar values, you know, and I think Jen and I are actually a lot alike in a lot of ways. So just because we don't agree politically, that doesn't stop me from loving Jen. And I have friends and family members who, same thing. Political views don't stop me from loving someone or respecting someone. So I just think.
And truly, if you're willing to be moderate, if you're willing to think moderately, that doesn't mean you have to be one or vote that way. But if you're willing to think in a moderate way, I guarantee you, if I sat down with Victoria and my mom, who I love so much and are totally different than me, we would sit down and we'd agree on most of what it would take to fix the immigration issues in this country. I guarantee that
That's probably true. Yep.
It's just that we think that different people are going to be better at doing it, and that those are the people that we vote on to represent. When people actually talk about issues, and this is what makes me crazy about like Congress or the Senate right now, is instead of them being willing to talk about issues, they want to talk about Trump or they want to talk about Hillary. The idea is if we sit down, they want to talk about representatives. Okay, put those people out of the side, talk about the issue, and they're going to be some differences, but you can find probably more common ground than you think you'd be able to, and that's how you start moving forward and actually fixing things. Nobody wants to do it, though.
That's thank you. That's the conversation that I wanted to have, and you both did an excellent job telling things as you do from your heart. And what I find difficult and reprehensible is the people that won't be friends with folks just because they have a different political point
that's
of view.
Just that's just ignorant. And yeah. I have friends on the left who are like, who just can't even tolerate anyone who's Republican. Yeah. And I look down on them. I'm like, you know what? That's just stupid.
They're not really your friends.
Really is, no, they're not they're close. They're yeah, acquaintances. Yeah. They're in the yeah. outer circles. But, yeah. you know, it's just that I just have no respect for that at all. I think it's stupid.
16 past the hour. This is the DJV program, the First Lady, and the focus on what Jennifer made allusion to in a moment here on the DJV program.
I can't believe it.
That we're playing 4-on-4 basketball with a barbershop quartet?
Pass the ball, pass the rock. We're open, just pass the ball.
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico. Believe it. Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
At Ulta Beauty, Black Friday is more like Glam Friday with extra glitter. So get ready for eye-catching gifts like dramatic mascaras from Tarte and Urban Decay for only $10. Or the All-Stars Kit from MAC for only $20. And magical must-haves like Morphe Super Soft Makeup Brush Set for half off. That's 100% glam for 50% less. Black Friday is the day to find something for everyone on your night list. Even you. Get ready to gift. Get ready to glam. Get ready to shine brighter. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
I'm going to tell you a story about how the drug war in Mexico began.
And who was boss?
On November 16th.
Miguel Felix Gallardo.
Drug kingpin of Guadalajara.
You take out Felix, we cripple the Mexican drug trade.
Witness the birth of Mexico's drug war.
Gotta take down the ones calling the shots.
It's time to take the gloves off.
Gallardo crosses the DEA for the last time tonight.
Narcos Mexico. Streaming on Netflix November 16th.
At Mathnasium, we've transformed children's lives for 15 years. We build confidence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether your child needs to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors and proven Mathnasium method provide the rock-solid math foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. Schedule your no-obligation first visit to one of our 900 centers today at mathnasium.com.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-643-8577. 800-643-8577. 800-643-8577. That's 800-643-8577.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So the First Lady is a focus today, a feud with the First Lady's office, expected to cost a senior security advisor her job. Is it Mira Ricardel? Is that how you pronounce that, Jennifer?
I think so, yeah. I hadn't heard of this person. This is a deputy under John Bolton.
Bolton, yes.
Yeah.
Right. Why don't they fire him? Get rid of him.
Because I think he's actually doing a good job, despite the fact that you don't like him.
No. Anyway, so what is the beef that she has with the First Lady or vice versa? What kind of stupid thing did she... Because I don't see the First Lady
really
getting involved
funny.
In much of anything.
Yeah, okay, so here's the thing. Let's just go with facts. And the facts are we don't know anything. We just know that her office has said that this person no longer deserves the honor of serving in the White House. We don't know why. There's some stuff going around on Twitter about money being spent by Melania that this woman white-flagged. I don't know if that's actually true, but we don't know. That's the real story.
All right, there we go. The story behind the story, 21 after.
What?
What if there was a social media network
only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening.
Time for our daily Christmas exercise, Christmas concerto, mini concert, whatever you want to call it as we get into the season. A little bit at a time, a little dab here, a little dab there, a little dab will do you. So we're going actually through the season with the top 100 songs of the season. At number 94 is where we are now. Michael Bublé's version of Winter Wonderland. Nicely done.
We'll pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, I am married. We'll say, no man. But you can do the job when you're in town.
Who is this singer?
Michael Bublé.
We'll conspire as we dream.
Was that a, oh, I like it, or a, oh?
I just didn't recognize his voice for some reason. He sounded a little different.
Walking in the winter wonderland.
I think he does a nice, smooth job of this sort of stuff. And big orchestras are his thing as well. So, good. Good. You know, it feels like a song for the season. And with snow coming to my backyard tomorrow at this time, I'm not... yeah, it's not going to last
long. Is that the first
long,
snow
but,
for you?
Yeah, about an inch. Yeah, it'll be gone in a day, but it's still ugly at this time of year. It's about a month early. Number 93 on this list, Harry Connick Jr., one of my faves. And speaking of snowing, here he is.
So delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Well, it doesn't show signs of stopping.
And I like this. I haven't heard this before. Corn.
Yeah,
I'm
he's good.
Hopping.
Yeah, he's very good.
The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really
all right, so the weather forecast in terms of the time of year, the seasonal impact of it, from snow to baby it's cold outside.
Baby it's cold outside.
Here's Brett Eldridge.
Baby it's cold.
I don't know if we're singing.
I like this.
Megan Trainor.
Megan Trainor.
Yeah, I'm typically not
a great voice.
Yeah, I don't normally like this song, but I like their version.
Yeah, nice and done.
Nice.
Oh, his voice sounds good.
Into the fireplace roll. Beautiful, please don't.
Maybe just a half a drink more.
I'll put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might
be. Baby, it's bad out there.
Say what's in this drink.
All of these songs are traditional songs. They've been updated. Nice orchestral setting for them. It's good. So let's do one more as we have time for one more. Number 91 on the list belongs to the Harry Simeone Chorale. That's a little drummer boy. I always like this one, too. It makes me feel like a kid remembering Christmas as a child. That's what this song gets me. You ladies like this?
Nah, not a fan of the drummer boy.
Yeah.
It just reminds me of my own Christmas. It's one of the few decent memories I have going to my aunt's house for Christmas. So it's, anyway. And most people can't pronounce the Harry Simeone Chorale, and I've always prided myself with doing it. You look at it, oh, it's Harry Simeon. No, Harry Simeone. And he hasn't been around for 50 years. So that kind of dates.
Well, I'm glad you're keeping his legacy alive.
Kind of like Mitch Miller and the sing-along gang, whom I'm sure we'll hear from at some point as we go through all of these songs. But it's a nice time. This is what makes this good, or season good, because you're reviving a lot of great memories and a lot of great tunes from earlier on that have been around for a long time. Look at how we were focused on Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra already with a couple of songs. Tony Bennett. You know, that's the ilk of the component songs and singers here for the Christmas season. I think that's kind of cool. All right, so that's it. A little more of that as we mellow ourselves out here. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Have you ever had a blast of head pain after a bite of ice cream?
That's commonly called a brain freeze or an ice cream headache. And us doctors, we call that a cold stimulus headache.
Mayo Clinic neurologist Dr. Amal Starling says ingesting cold substances like ice cream too fast causes blood vessels to rapidly change in size.
There are blood vessels that are inside the mouth and the back of the throat. And then when they are rapidly exposed to something very cold, they constrict or become smaller, and then they become larger. And when those blood vessels rapidly change size like that, it activates the pain receptors.
These blasts typically last only a few seconds and aren't dangerous. Dr. Starling has a tip to help avoid the headache.
If you're drinking something that's cold, like a chocolate milkshake, just drink it with a smaller straw and drink it nice and slow.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Ugh, my feet are so cold.
Oh, I thought I heard someone's teeth chattering. Your feet are cold because you're wearing ordinary socks. You should try what I'm wearing. Heat Holders. They're the warmest socks out there.
Heat Holders are the warmest socks around. Independent lab tests prove it. A proprietary 3-stage process makes Heat Holders the softest, warmest, and most comfortable socks guaranteed. Pamper your feet. Go to heatholders.com, use the code BLIZZARD, and get 15% off your order and receive free shipping on a purchase of $25 or more. That's code BLIZZARD at heatholders.com.
I'm going to tell you a story about how the drug war in Mexico began.
And who was boss?
On November 16th.
Miguel Felix Gallardo.
Drug kingpin of Guadalajara.
We take out Felix, we cripple the Mexican drug trade.
Witness the birth of Mexico's drug war.
We've got to take down the ones calling the shots.
It's time to take the gloves off.
Fired across with the DEA for the last time tonight.
Narcos Mexico. Streaming on Netflix, November 16th.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. California Governor Jerry Brown has toured areas of Northern California that were hit hard by the Camp wildfire.
This is so devastating that I don't really have the words to describe it. It looks like a war zone. It is. It's the devastation that only fires of this kind could bring about.
Brown was joined by Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke and toured the destroyed town of Paradise, where most of the fire victims were killed. the fire has torched around 135,000 acres, but lower winds and higher humidity has helped the firefighters gain some ground. CAL FIRE Director Ken Pimlott.
I know there's some rain in the forecast. I think we will worry about that when it comes. Right now we are focused on maintaining the pace and the battle rhythm of this firefight.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the man who loves the Second Amendment, and I'm the man who loves Christmas. How about if I combine the two? I've got the Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it to put it under my tree. Ho, ho, ho! I've owned so many guns. However, my new Rex pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex pistol under your tree for Christmas. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was whether it would work every time in every situation. Rex firearms are amazingly reliable, as evidenced by the torture test done by Military Arms Channel. Rex firearms, supported exclusively by my friends at Fine Group, offer many different options from duty to tactical to compact carry or competition. They have a pistol for you. Everyone should get a Rex for Christmas. Simply put, it's Wayne Root's gun of choice. Rex firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including k-var.com. That's k-var.com. Use promo code ROOT to get your free paddle holster from Rex. Shipped with your gun. That's k-var.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Let's move ourselves into position, shall we? A lot of things going on here, including a focus on your health and COPD. As you know, that's very important for me with you to focus on health issues as much as possible. Thus, we've set up the new DJV Health News website, djvhealthnews.com. Ask a question, look around, see how you can help yourself. That's djvhealthnews.com. All right, as we get back into the DJV action here, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Victoria leads off with this important story.
Well, it's important if you're a fan of the Today Show, for sure. And so now that Megyn Kelly is gone, everyone's kind of been wondering what's going to happen with, you know, her, with her time slot. She originally took over that the 10 o'clock time slot, or the 9 o'clock time slot, sorry, from Tamron Hall and Al Roker. And, of course, her time on the Today Show, I think, was less than successful. I think we can all say that. And so now NBC is very happy because since they got rid of her and they've had kind of like a piecemeal of the Today Show family filling in and doing different things, their ratings are back up by 10%. And so advertisers are really happy that Megyn Kelly's gone because that's a prime spot in the, you know, in that
Roker
demographic.
Take it back again? They just put Al Roker back in there again, didn't they?
From what I've seen, it's kind of different. I think Hoda was doing some stuff with Jenna Bush Hager. They were down in New Orleans for a while together, and then Al Roker's been doing things. So they kind of have had, I think it's kind of different every day. I don't think they've had two specific hosts take over that hour. And they may not do that since the ratings are up. Maybe people like the variety. But, you know, it's interesting because when Tamron Hall and Al Roker got the boot from that hour to make room for Megyn Kelly, their ratings were actually pretty good. People really enjoyed watching them, and then Megyn Kelly came on, and then it was, you know. So, but it's nice to have them back, and it's kind of funny because they also saw a spike in viewership after Matt Lauer got fired. So, I know. It's like get rid of everybody that's highly paid, and then people seem to like them more on the Today Show.
Mm-hmm. Hooray! All right, so that's that story about one personality. Here's another one. There's a new GQ magazine cover. Has a picture of Serena Williams causing a big to-do, some slamming in it for body shaming. GQ calls it a misunderstanding. Of course they do. Serena was named GQ Magazine's Women of the Year, but the cover features the word woman in quotes. That's drawn some criticism. Williams was the Woman of the Year alongside GQ's Men of the Year, Jonah Hill, Michael B. Jordan, and Henry Golding. Who's Henry Golding? I don't even know who he is.
That's a good question.
He's,
I don't know who
he's
Henry
the actor
Golding.
In Crazy Rich Asians, the main one. And he was also in that Blake Lively and a Kendrick movie that came out later this year.
Okay, I get Michael B. Jordan. I get him. I don't get Jonah Hill, although I guess he's lost a lot of weight in the last few 6, 7, 8 months. But I don't see him. I don't think he's good looking at all, whether he's got weight
on
him or
not. Well, it's not a looks thing. It's not a looks thing.
It's how you dress.
No, it's
man of the year.
Yeah, it's just like what you're doing, and yeah, it's not just a look.
Shallow
contest.
Doug.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
It's for who you are, not what you are.
So this is not like People Magazine's Most Beautiful. Right?
Okay, so then what's
By the
beef?
Way, Idris Elba, can we talk about that? He's hot.
He is hot.
Super handsome.
You guys have been talking about all these hot guys all day. The other one,
We're
the
thirsty.
Hot new Jennifer
Let's
Garner
talking
boyfriend.
About them. I could do this all day.
Yeah.
Really? All right, so who's hot? Who you want to talk about that's hot?
All of the above-mentioned guys.
Really?
Wow, look at Kara.
Big well, maybe, no, not the three on GQ. I mean, all of them but Jonah Hill. He's not
well,
really
but
nice
to get
guy,
back but. To the story, though, with Serena Williams, when you look at the cover, and I'll send you guys a picture of the cover if you haven't already seen it, but when you look at the cover, at the top of it, it's a picture of Serena, and then at the top it says Man of the Year, and Man is scratched out, and Woman is handwritten in with quotation marks around it. It looks like exactly. It's kind of like, wait, Woman of the Year? Like, is she a woman or not? And it's horrible.
Which is
it's
not what they were getting at. They obviously were trying to make a statement, a politically correct statement, but instead they stepped on themselves, and it looks stupid.
Well,
I think she's not a woman.
Yeah, the other part of the story is that Virgil Abloh, who is a designer, he's worked with Serena on some of her collections. I guess his whole thing is that he puts everything in quotations. That's been like his on his clothes and on bags.
Yeah.
He's put everything in quotations recently. But I think it was just kind of a weird thing because, like, when you look at the cover, could have just crossed it out and put woman, and I think it would have made a bit more sense. It would have gone along with the cover a bit more. But yeah, obviously, GQ did not mean anything by it.
Poor
it
was, yeah, grammar ruins lives, kids. Just take this lesson from Auntie Jen. Don't overput quotation marks around things.
How do you sit in a room and look at the cover? Yeah. And I've worked for magazines,
that.
And there are a lot of people in the room approving top line of covers. Like, how does someone not say, can we take the quotations out? We get it's his thing, but, like, let's not do that on the magazine cover. Like, not a single person said
that. People
are
ding-dongs.
I guess.
How many times do we have these conversations where we go, really?
I know.
That one go? Oh,
it's just no common sense.
I think when you
look
at something, I mean, to be fair and to be sympathetic and empathetic, when you are sitting in a room with whoever the decision makers are and you're looking at something and you're stuck in that room and you're looking at it, sometimes you miss something. I think it's happened to all of us. You come back 2 hours later and then you go, oh, well, maybe that wasn't the greatest idea, or maybe this it could have been done differently. I think it's the human condition. It's just a mistake.
Mm. All right. Here's the story, a better story. Leo Stokely, not good for Leo because he's dead, but as he died, he had no family, no relatives, no friends, Vietnam vet, and his funeral was planned by the fathers in the community where he lived. He was only 69, lived down in Tennessee, and according to the story on Facebook, there was an invitation by a group that he belonged to of Army veterans. And so, in honor of him, 300 strangers showed up at his funeral. There's something very unifying about people who went to the Vietnam War and had that experience, really. In a moment, speaking about breath, we're going to focus on the people who have chronic obstructive pulmonary disease becoming more of a problem in our country. We'll tell you how to deal with it if you have it, or how to stay away from it if you don't have it, after these words.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
At Ulta Beauty, Black Friday is more like Glam Friday with extra glitter. So get ready for eye-catching gifts like dramatic mascaras from Tarte and Urban Decay for only $10. Or the All-Stars Kit from MAC for only $20. And magical must-haves like Morphe Super Soft Makeup Brush Set for half off. That's 100% glam for 50% less. Black Friday is the day to find something for everyone on your nice list. Even you. Get ready to gift. Get ready to glam. Get ready to shine brighter. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin are becoming a lot more mainstream, and at the foundation of all cryptocurrency is something called blockchain. So what is blockchain? We asked Gary Schwartz, director of Pegasus FinTech.
Some may have heard of alternative cryptocurrencies such as Litecoin, Monero, IOTA, Dashcoin, etc., and the list goes on. Some of these coins have different use cases, but they all fundamentally are currencies, and they provide more anonymity, self-governance. However, I think what's important for this discussion is to understand that they all use the public blockchain to operate. And so the key message here is there is no more middleman.
More on the future of money is at PegasusFinTech.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal. Or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program. Sign up. Get all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Technology Truth, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truth.
Truth, you have 14 login passwords, and you can't remember any of them.
Doug 1, Doug 2, Doug is awesome. Doug is awesome 1, 2, 3.
Truth, it's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
Doug is super cool and percent underscore exclamation point 1985.
New ad. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour now on the DJV program. Joining us now, Dr. James Kiley, Director of the Division of Lung Disease at the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute at the National Institute of Health, COPD, something that's come into the fore, I think, in the last maybe 10, 12 years. I don't remember hearing it. My mother, Dr. Kylie, died of an accession. I mean, it was emphysema, but emphysema, COPD. And some members of my family, I'm the big smoker, and that's what killed her. The problems, and it was all in her family. Her father died of COPD, worked in a coal mine in southern Illinois. His mother died of it. She was 88, but from the same coal mining area. So I know at least four generations. And I have a little bit of a problem with it because of what I'm told by the pulmonologist anyway, is that I have secondhand smoke stuff that's there. It is not in, it doesn't bother me. My life is normal. But I'm, you wonder about all of these things and wonder why people smoke and do things that are bad for them. I think that's probably why you're here. Let's get started with a simple definition. Is COPD emphysema, or is it broader than that?
Well, good morning. Yes, COPD stands for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and it's a very severe chronic lung disease. It makes it really harder and harder to breathe as you get worse. Sometimes you hear COPD called other names, like emphysema or chronic bronchitis. COPD is kind of an umbrella term that captures both of those conditions. The chronic bronchitis, a little bit more on the milder side, and the emphysema is a little bit more on the severe end, where there's really destruction and breakdown of the lung itself. So it runs a span, it runs a spectrum from a more mild condition to a very, very severe life-threatening condition.
All right, we have lots of coverage on this program in rural areas around the country. I understand that the people who live in rural areas are more affected than people who live in the city. I find that interesting and wonder why.
It's an interesting statistic. We've just uncovered this with our partners at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. We find that in the rural areas, the prevalence of COPD is about double that in the urban areas. So about 8% in rural areas, about 5% roughly or so in the urban areas. And it is an interesting statistic because you'd think just the opposite, as you mentioned, that these are maybe areas of the country where it's less polluted, less secondhand smoke. But in fact, in these parts of the country, you often have individuals living in environments where there's still a lot of smoking, or there's a disproportionate population, ethnic groups, American Indians, Native Americans, such as maybe more susceptible women, we know are dying at a higher level of more COPD. Older adults living in rural areas are affected. Access to health care. A lot of environmental things also may be involved in terms of occupational or secondhand exposures. So there's, even though there's on face value, you'd think, oh, well, it should be better in rural areas. Not necessarily the case. And a lot of the times it's really where individuals are not having that conversation with their healthcare provider about their breathing. And that oftentimes leads to continued advancement of the disease.
I just wonder, as I'm a farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, I'm around lots of things as I do a lot of haying in the summertime, and wonder how much that maybe is a part of this. And so there's that. But more importantly, how do we get people onto treatment programs, no matter where they are in the country, getting it recognized and then getting it treated? How are we shaping up in that department?
Yeah, COPD is largely a preventable disease, and you point out a couple of things that I think are important for listeners and the public to know. It's thought to be primarily a disease that involves cigarette smoking, and yes, that's true, but exposures to dust, particles, fumes, even genetic factors can play a role. Quitting smoking is clearly the best way to prevent this disease. So we need to really make sure that everybody gets that message out. And then if you do have COPD, talk to your healthcare provider, because there are treatments for this disease. It's preventable, it's treatable. There are a lot of new things that can be used to help improve your quality of life. You need to get a breathing test to test whether or not you have the disease. If you do, then there are management plans that your healthcare provider can offer that will actually help improve your overall quality of life.
So If you go to copd.nhlbi.nih.gov, you get more information on how to breathe better.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
TV program with a focus on traveling, travel tips. This is the travel season. It's a headache for a lot of people to travel on Thanksgiving. Maybe we'll find a way around that. We have travel expert Lee Abamonte, who, among other things, in addition to helping you travel more intelligently, is the youngest person to have visited every country in the world. What made you decide you wanted to do this? What was the challenge in getting to all of his 198 countries? I see that number sometimes, 201. How many countries actually are there?
Technically, there's 193, but basically, I just traveled for fun as a hobby, and then about two-thirds of the way through, I just kind of took inventory of time and money and basically just decided to go to all the other countries that I hadn't been, you know, basically the places that I never really thought I would end up going, but I went, and it worked out pretty well.
So, how long did it take you? I'm thinking about the 32, so you had to make a career out of it. How did you work out the finances?
Well, I had I had a good job and I made pretty good money, and it took me about 13 years. So, and you know, I save money where I can, and I always tell people to develop a strategy to do the same. I basically use miles and points to pay for flights whenever I could, or hotel stays, whatever it is. And now I use the Bank of America Premium Rewards card, because they get 2 points per dollar spent on all travel and dining purchases, and 1.5 points spent on all other purchases. So I can really get my points added up so that I can get rewards for travel in the future.
All right. Favorite place of any place that you went in those 193 countries, which one did you like the best?
It's like the impossible question to pick one favorite place out of every country. So I would say I like places like America. So places with varied landscapes, a lot to do, places with beaches and mountains and islands and great cities and deserts. Places like Australia, South Africa, Brazil, Argentina, Canada, places like that, so you have some options.
I've been very fortunate in my broadcasting career to travel to 40-some-odd countries because I was invited to do so, doing programs, learning about the culture of the people in these areas. I must say, though, that I envy you, and I'd like to be able to accomplish the same thing in my lifetime. I think one of the things that's most compelling here is trying to find places that you haven't been. I've never been to South America, for example. I'm going to go to Peru next week because I've never been down to some of the places. What should I look forward to? Have you been to Peru? What'd you like best about Peru?
Yeah, of course I've been. I'm actually going again in March, so I'm really looking forward to that. But there's so much to see and do in Peru, and the food is spectacular, by the way. I mean, the ceviche goes without saying. And just go with an open mind, because they eat some things down there that might be a little strange to you, especially when you get down into the mountains, into the Andes, and like Cusco and around there. I assume you're going to Machu Picchu.
Yeah, I'm going to Cusco too. Yeah, right. Yep.
Yeah, so just be open-minded, enjoy it, and don't be afraid to put some of the spices that they give you down there on the food, because they're pretty awesome.
All right. So how do you get people? You mentioned how you can use the card to do certain things. Is there a way to do this on an annual basis, a daily? How do you advise people to put to, first of all, pick the places to go, and then how to pay for the, how to organize themselves financially to go on many of these trips that you're suggesting?
Amassing points using a credit card is that you're earning points, extra points, on things you're spending money on anyway. So it's not like a daily or a monthly thing. It's just basically a lifestyle thing. So if you're going to, you know, the grocery store, you're getting 1.5 points per dollar spent. If you're buying a plane ticket, you're getting 2 points per dollar spent. So it's just things you're going to be doing anyway. So if you have a specific goal in mind, whether it's traveling to a certain destination or being able to get cash back or whatever it might be, that's what you work toward, and you develop a strategy that's personal for you. So it's different for every person, but the whole general idea is, and the thing that all your listeners should take, is earning money on things you're spending money on anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a tough time to travel. I think Thanksgiving is a tough time to travel. Christmas is not so bad, but there certainly are. I'm sure you've done enough of the research. So if people go to what website, will they find more information about you and your tips?
For more information about me, check out my website, leeavamonte.com. And for more information, check out bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards. Lee Abamonte here on the DJV program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.